The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
And Dayton Kane taking this weekend off. I'm Libby Collins along with Rose Gray. And of course, most importantly, we're taking your calls on the Acunet mortgage text and talk line at 855-616-1620. So feel free to jump in and join us anytime during the next hour. Good morning, Rose. Are you one of those people who sets your clock ahead like early in the day so you don't forget, or do you wait until you go to bed tonight?
No, I say a prayer and then I set it because this time of the year is just creepy for me. I don't know. I'm a very, very early riser. So the fact that it's going to be darker, longer in the morning doesn't make me that happy. But when it's 6:30 tonight and it's still light, I'll be very happy. So.
No, well, tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, yes. Yes.
We're going to spring ahead. Everybody get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and change your clocks then. anyway, I know you had this weekend, and we're going to move over here to something a little bit more serious, because Gigi and John from Insight Vacations were with you for a virtual event this past week. And before we got on the air, you were sharing some information with me, and I just find this really interesting and exciting, the fact that a lot of people out there can help the refugees in Ukraine, and you know somebody who's doing it.
It's true. So first of all, thank you to Gigi and John Bromage for joining us on the virtual travel show. If you missed it, it will be up on our website soon, and you will be able to hear it. I must admit, even though I was included in a part of this, it was so much fun. John and Gigi, who are tour directors with Insight Vacations, joined us from their winter home in Florida. And we talked about a number of fun group departures that we're going to have for 2022 and 2023, and with our good friends at Insight Vacations. For many of you who've traveled with Insight Vacations, you know why we at Fox partner with them, why we love them, why they're so amazing. They're just the best. And we now have developed through the years a personal relationship with Gigi, who works exclusively for Insight Vacations, and John, her husband, who has his own company but also does work for Insight Vacations when it comes to World War II battlefields, World War I type trips. In fact, those of you who will be joining me in September on the battlefield trip will have the distinct pleasure of traveling with John. It's not to be missed. But while all this was going on, we had a brief conversation about Gigi and John's friend, Tim. His name is Tim Pendlebury, and he is a Polish tour director for Insight Vacations. Well, I happened to find him on LinkedIn, and I am absolutely blown away by this man. And I shouldn't be, because I know that Insight Vacations hires the best of the best, the cream of the crop. Every travel director I've ever worked with at Insight Vacations has been unbelievably compassionate and wonderful and kind and knowledgeable and all of that. So it was not at all surprising that this Polish travel director at Insight Vacations has started making trips to the Ukrainian border to get people out. And so again, typically Fox and I do not take a stand. We do not get on a soapbox and support something like this. But in this case, we know that if John and Gigi and Insight Vacations know and trust this man, this money is going to be used for what it is intended for. And so I will just leave it at that. You can find him by Googling Tim Pendlebury, P-E-N-D-L-E-B-U-R-Y. His work speaks for itself. There are links for you to be able to contribute. We may hear more about this as Fox takes it up as a cause, and we may have more information about how you can help. But for those of you who are listening and are looking for a way to help, Tim Pendlebury, a tour director at Insight Vacations, one of our favorite Platinum Preferred partners.
Well, and again, I did look it up, and like you, I was extremely impressed by the work he's doing. All right, we've got Rose Gray here. She, of course, is with Fox World Travel, and that means it's time for you to plan those vacations and those trips if you would like to get through. You can do so by calling or by texting 855-616-1620. That is the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line. Right now we have 10 degrees. It's 914 on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And I'm Libby Collins in for Dayton King. Along with Rose, a lot of people planning summer vacations, even spring break, if you want to get through. On the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line, it's 855-616-1620. And let's go to Dave in Brookfield. And Dave, I understand you're looking for a trip to Mexico.
Yes. Happy sunny Saturday in Wisconsin.
Hi, Dave.
Two-part question. I'm looking for information, what your thoughts about Tulum, Mexico. And then the second part is, if I book a all-inclusive to Mexico and I want to go around December, when do I need to start doing that? And then do you have a person for Mexican all-inclusive vacations? I'll hang up and listen to your information.
Perfect. Thank you, Dave. Thanks for calling. So great questions. Tulum, for those of you who are not familiar with that, is just very, very south of Cancun. So the way it works is you fly into Cancun and you either drive north to the actual city of Cancun, or you go south to the Riviera Maya. And then throughout the Riviera Maya, the very long 90-mile stretch turns into other little towns as we move along. So there's Playa del Carmen, there's Puerto Morales, and then there's Escared, and there's all kinds of different areas. And then we get down all the way to the southern end of that Riviera Maya strip, and that is where Tulum is. Now, Tulum has got some very great Aztec and Mayan ruins that I sometimes advise clients is a better option than going all the way to Chichen Itza. Chichen Itza is an interior trip where you go see the ruins, but it is an entire long day. And it's wonderful, do not get me wrong, but if you've got kids along or your attention span is not going to lend itself to a 12-hour trip, then maybe you go down to Tulum and you see the ruins there. All-inclusive prices are available at any time. What Dave is asking is if he's planning on December. Now, my question would be, if it's Christmas, it's probably a good time to start looking at it now. If it's the first couple weeks of December, then you probably have some time to play around with it a little bit. But Christmas time is usually very busy. That's when the charter flights start out of Milwaukee with our good friends at ALG, Apple Leisure Group. And typically, the rest of the portfolio of charter or nonstop flights out of Milwaukee, including Puerto Vallarta, Jamaica, the Dominican Republic, Punta Cana, those all start out after the first of the year, but typically Cancun starts right around Christmas time. So if it's Christmas time, it's not too early to start that conversation with one of our travel advisors. Dave also asked, do we have specialists in the Riviera Maya? Normally, if he had asked for any other destination, I would have given him a list of people that I might recommend. I will tell you this. All of our frontline travel advisors are very, very, very well-versed in the Riviera Maya because Cancun Riviera Maya is and almost always has been for the last several years our top destination. So anybody at Fox can help you. Our phone lines are open on Saturdays from 9 to noon for a while because this is considered in season. We're in high season right now. And if you stepped outside today, you know why. It's cold and we need to get out of here. And that number is 866-GO-FOX-GO. And then during the week, you can call that number anytime between 9 and 5. Our office hours are on our website. You can check that out and our locations as well. So there you have it, Libby. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Libby. So the other thing I wanted to mention is that there has been a great response to the number of tours that we highlighted during our virtual travel show. And a couple of them, I really want to highlight, one of which is the Battlefields trip. Now, that Battlefields trip is with the one and only John Bromage. And I talked a little bit about him at the beginning of the show. If you want to find out more about that trip or any of our Fox Group vacations, foxworldtravel.com. Go to the travel tab, go to vacation travel, go to Fox Group Vacations. We've got them categorized nicely in that we've got European guided tours for 22. And in that category, you will find Best of Italy, which we talked about on the trip. You will find France, Belgium, and the Battlefields with Rose Gray. And we should have on there John Bromage as well. We've also got Discover Croatia. We still got space on Colleen's Iceland trip, which is coming up July 15th. Another trip that we featured on our webinar this past week was Magnificent Switzerland. That's August 18th to the 28th. This is for people that want to delve more deeply into that little country that sometimes gets forgotten or we spend too little time in when we do what we call a European treasures type trip.
Well, we've got a sunny day today. That high temperature is only going to be 23 degrees, maybe a little snow tonight, getting down to about 18 tomorrow, though we start to warm up, 49, and by Monday, we're going to be in the 50s. Those temperatures as you're waking up around Wisconsin on this sunny Saturday morning, we only have 10 degrees at WTMJ. And when we get back, we've got more with Rose, including it's St. Patrick's Day week. We got to talk about Ireland. It's all ahead on the Fox World Travel Show right here on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Well, we're getting some texts in on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. You can also call us. But Rose, of course, it's St. Patrick's Day this week. I know we've got a lot of St. Patrick's Day parades going on throughout southeastern Wisconsin. And we have somebody on the AccuNet text line asking us if you've got any vacations or companies that work specifically with single travelers, especially with trips to Ireland.
Absolutely. So we know now that we've run into this situation more during the pandemic than ever before. Somebody wants to travel, but it's a destination that requires vaccines. One of the people does not want to be vaccinated, and therefore this person has now lost their travel partner. So we have a number of different companies that have very good single supplement programs. So that doesn't mean that they will pair you up, but what they'll do is give you a very reasonable cost for that single supplement. So I absolutely will let you know that that's, you know, something that we can help you with. Something else that I really wanted to let you know is that one of the trips that is very common for people is to do what we call the Smile of Ireland, right? They start in Dublin and then they go all the way around the southern tip they follow the coast and then they go up to Shannon and they either fly out of Shannon, which typically results in a connection in Dublin, or they drive back to Dublin and then they fly home. And that's a lovely trip. That's an absolutely lovely trip. However, we have a lot of people now. Libby, are you familiar with the show Outlander?
Oh, my goodness. Of course.
Okay. Well, that means everybody wants to do what? Everybody wants to go to Ireland.
To Scotland.
It's a Scotland,
well,
rather.
Ireland and Scotland,
Scotland.
Sure.
Yep. And so we have got, coming up in 2023, Fascinating Northern Ireland and Scotland. This is September 5th through September 17th. And so what I was talking to somebody after we did the show on Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock, and they were asking, well, I'd love to do all of that. So what we looked at was there is a way that you can pair up that southern part of Ireland, the part we all know, the pubs and the shamrocks and the, you know, the Blarney Stone and all of that kind of stuff. But then we can partner it with this group trip where you would be doing September 5 through September 17th, Fascinating Northern Ireland and Scotland. Because of Outlander, we have had so many requests for Scotland, I can't even tell you. So
I can believe it. Yeah. And I have done the whole, all of the Southern, Western, Eastern, and Northern Ireland. And I will say this, a lot of people are afraid to go to Northern Ireland, or they say it's not really Ireland. I found it beautiful. I found it less touristy, if you want to say that. And I didn't get to go to Scotland, but that to me sounds like a perfect trip, especially if you do the southern part of Ireland as well.
And you know, Libby, you and I don't want to disclose our ages here, but you and I can remember when we couldn't go to Northern Ireland.
There was way too many
conflicts and troubles and all of that kind of thing. And that is now over, done. It's fantastic. So think about that for 23, if you are now hooked on Outlander like practically all of us are.
And one other thing about Belfast. That's where you go to see where the ship Titanic
right.
is actually built. And they have an amazing museum there.
Yep, absolutely.
So, yeah,
and that we'll be going there for sure. So
there is a lot to see. Well, we've got Rose Gray here. And I can't think of anybody who can give you more advice about trips. If you have not yet planned your spring break trip, there's news about that. And of course, because baseball's back, spring training is going to last a little bit later. Rose has some suggestions for you on that and so much more. We've got questions about Hawaii. We've got questions about some airline flights. And we also want to tell you about going to Alaska. That's all coming up here in the next half hour on the Fox World Travel Show. Right now, it's 9:30, and from the WTMJ Breaking News Center, here's Patrick Kane.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Okay, we've got calls and texts coming in on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and text line. We've got Rose Gray here. I'm Libby Collins in for Dayton Kane. By the way, before we get to some of those, we've got a text here from a former naval communications station person who lived in Londonderry in Northern Ireland for about 3.5 years. And they said, if you're going to Northern Ireland, don't miss Derry, which is Londonderry, and the incredible ancient wall that goes around the old part of the city. That's an amazing thing to do when you're there, Rose.
And it's included. So there you have it.
Ah,
yeah. You know what? I think because we had such a blurred vision of what Northern Ireland was like, because we didn't know, because we weren't able to hear reports back from people who were vacationing there, who were traveling there. This is all just coming to us within the last several years. So very excited to be doing Northern Ireland and Scotland and drinking some good scotch.
No kidding. All right. Let's talk about some of the other things. Somebody wants to know about a cruise to Hawaii. They're looking at a cruise to Hawaii and they want to go around August of 2023. Do you think they're still going to have vaccines required by then?
You know what? This question couldn't have come at a better time. The news is this. Effective March 26th, their Safe Hawaii program is being eliminated for domestic travelers. So we no longer have to show negative tests. Remember how complicated that was when we were trying to figure out, am I going to Maui? Is it different than the Big Island of Hawaii? What's Oahu doing? All of that kind of stuff. It's all done March 26th. So my advice to anybody that is looking to do the NCL cruise around the islands of Hawaii, give us a call. This is certainly August. It seems a long way away, but we know Alaska and Hawaii are going to be huge for 2022. So any one of our very knowledgeable travel advisors can assist with NCL cruise around the islands.
All right. Let's take a call. We've got Randy from Greenfield. He's got a question about Mexico. Once again, hi, Randy. What can we do for you?
Good morning, everyone. Rose, question for you. Looking to go to Cancun around Christmas time. And I was just kind of taking a look at your website, Apple, for probably your most favorable resort around that whole like Playa del Carmen area. And also, I've been kind of taking a look at airfare, and it looks like it doesn't exist yet, like especially out of Milwaukee. Any any insight? Do you know of, like, is it too early? Any advice you can give to someone going to Cancun, right around Christmas?
Yep. So we probably won't get those nonstop charter announcements until a couple more months from now. But just keep listening. Keep looking at our website. The minute they're announced, we will definitely be sharing that information with our fans. So that's one way to get it. You can certainly look now at scheduled air using a scheduled carrier that would involve a connection, because you can look at major carriers, and the major carriers are few and far between these days. They're Delta, United, American. Pretty much that's what it is from either Milwaukee or Chicago. 330 days from your travel dates. So we're past that now. So you can start looking at scheduled air to kind of get a feel for what that is. And then once those charters come out, you can say, okay, now I know what the airfare portion of this should look like. What is the resort portion? Randy, I have to ask you, are you traveling with adults? Are you traveling with children? Are you traveling alone? And what area are you looking to be in?
Two adults, two children, 15 and 13. Playa de Carmen, Playa Acar, like kind of that area. Typical. Riviera Maya area.
Yep. So there's a lot of, keeping, in mind that this is kind of a spread of all of them. The Riu properties, R-I-U, are usually very good for families. Iberostar properties are very good for families. There's a resort called Generations that I love, but I think your kids are maybe a little old for that one. So I probably wouldn't look at that one. Nickelodeon is fantastic, but again, your kids may be a little old for that one. There's a couple of great resorts. If you see the word Escaret, it looks like Xcaret, Escaret. There's a couple new resorts, but there's an older one too. And then if you buy into that resort, some of the packages will include passes to the parks. And those parks are going to include zip lining and fun things like that. And there might be some snorkeling and some cenote experiences. And that might be a fun thing for you guys to do as a family.
Great. Thanks, Rose.
You're
welcome,
Randy. Thank you.
Okay, Randy, thanks for your call. That leaves a line open for you on the ACNET Talking text line. Rose, we've got some questions about somebody who's going to Alaska with you in July. And also, I know you're planning another Alaska virtual event. We're going to hear all about that in just a couple minutes right here on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. It's 9:41 and 10 degrees.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Love that Irish music as we're getting into the week of St. Patrick's Day. Rose, on our ACNET text line, we've got somebody asking, they're going with you to Alaska in July. They want to know what kind of clothes they should have ready for the land portion.
Well, it's,
and also, what should they wear on the ship?
It's tricky. This leads into a wonderful opportunity for me to tell you a little bit about a travel show that we're going to be doing, a virtual travel show that we're going to be doing this week. Tuesday. So March 15th at 6 p.m. It's virtual Onstage Alaska with Holland America. And we, Colleen Alsberg, I think she told me now this next trip next two trips she takes will be like 32 and 33 times she's been there. My next trip will be a measly 14, so I'm just a green novice at this all. But anyway, we will talk a little bit about the weather and packing. And what's tricky about Alaska is that same issue we have with, let's say, Wisconsin in spring. One minute it could be really warm because, I've been to Alaska when it has been 85 degrees in Fairbanks. But as we move down through the land portion of it and then get on the ship, we're going, into a little cooler area, as it were. So the tricky part is not only the weather, but it's also the ship, because our attire on the ship is going to be a little bit different than what it is while we're trekking around on the land. However, I want to point this out. If you've ever big ship cruised, you know that there will be some people that will be wearing tuxedos, and there will be people that are wearing gowns, and there are people that are really going to be seeing this as an opportunity to dress up and do some very fine dining. for most of the people that are traveling with the Fox World Travel Groups, that's not what they're interested in. So you certainly can be very, very casual. There'll be several nights on the ship too, as a matter of fact, that will be earmarked as more gala type events. But I'm telling you right now, a pair of black pants and several dressy tops will be just fine for those type of events. And then you don't have to waste a lot of your suitcase space on what you really need, which is long sleeve tees, fleece vests. You don't need parkas. You don't need boots. You don't need any of that kind of thing. You need very comfortable walking shoes because we will be doing some walking. And you need to dress in layers. What it basically comes down to is I'm going to start the morning out with a long sleeve tee, a fleece, a jacket over that. And then as the day progresses, I can start removing some of the layers. But again, I encourage anybody, whether you're even thinking about Alaska for 23 or beyond, to join us March 15th at 6 p.m. You sign up by going to our website. Under the resources tab, you will find vacation travel shows and events. And right there is a place for you to register. If all of that sounds way too complicated, 866-GO-FOX-GO. The phones are open now and somebody can take your information.
I was in Denali at one point in a hot tub on June 25th watching the snow come down. So you never know what you're going to get in Alaska, Rose.
Exactly.
Let's go to Aaron in West Bend. And you've got a question about Nashville, Aaron. Good morning.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure.
Yes, two questions. So my wife and I, we're driving actually down to Nashville at the end of this month, so March. And the first question is, if we decide to stop, we will probably stop somewhere, right? What do you recommend on the way down there, you know, maybe to see something different for a couple hours? And the next question, and the other question is, what's your recommendation in a must-see in Nashville or around that area?
Okay, so I'm going to take that question first because the route you take is going to determine exactly what it is that you're going to do. Personally, I'm kind of one of those people that I can just get there in a day, and that's what I would do. Look at a map, and if Louisville is kind of on your way, there's a lot to do in Louisville, Louisville, Kentucky, so that might be a stopping point, but that may bring you so close to Nashville that you think to yourself, well, if I'm going that far, I might as well go to Nashville. Country Music Hall of Fame, an absolute must. The Grand Ole Opry, probably get tickets in advance because I know that this has become very, very popular. Music Row, which is where you're going to see all those music studios and all those places that you've heard of where you can literally stop in some place and see somebody playing or whatever it might be. Ryman Auditorium, the history there is unbelievable. I do know, just because we just got out of Black History Month, that there is a very, very well-known African-American music museum that sometimes is overlooked when people go to Nashville. Printer's Alley is something that lots and lots of people go on. And then I should tell you that there's all kinds of these little tours offered by companies like Viator, Gray Line, and things like that, that you might be interested in. And they've got themes. So, for example, there might be like a beer and bourbon tour, or there might be a country twang tour where they're going to show you all the people that live in Nashville and their houses, if that is of any interest to you. The other thing that Nashville has that I often recommend for any city that I visit is a hop-on, hop-off. And they've got the double-decker city buses. And what they'll do is they'll let you take the entire ride if you like first, and then throughout your stay you use that bus pass to just hop on, hop off, hence the name, wherever you want to go. And they're very well marked, and it'll say this is where the hop on, hop off pass starts. And sometimes they will have narration as you're going along. So what I like to do is take the entire route, see how it's laid out, and then make my plan for the upcoming remainder of my trip.
Thank you very much. One more question.
Yeah.
I had one other question. So we were thinking also of spending a full day at, visiting Smoky Mountains. Do you think that one day would be enough?
Yeah, you know what?
You
probably have to have 2 days there just because by the time you would arrive. So would you overnight and then do everything you hope to do and then continue on?
Well, we were thinking leaving really early in the morning from our hotel. Our hotel is closer to the airport. It's not actually Nashville downtown, but just leaving really early. It's about a 3-hour drive, I from what I saw there. Yeah. And, you know, if we get there, let's say around 9 o'clock, you know, in the morning, and then just come back late at night. I don't know if that was feasible or
It's definitely doable. I mean, I would not discourage it if that's your opportunity to go do that. I think what'll end up happening is you'll fall in love with it and you'll make a vacation out of that as your next trip, probably. But
okay, yeah. Erin, thank you so much for. Thanks for your call, Erin. All right. We've got some thoughts on spring break trips. It's all ahead on the Fox World Travel Show right here on WTMJ 952.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose, we only have a couple minutes left. I know a lot of people are planning those spring break trips, and now that spring training and baseball is back, you've got some suggestions for
Well, so normally, had everything gone all right, the opening day was like the 31st of March or something crazy like that. Well, because of everything that's happened now, spring training has been extended. So there are going to be spring training games March 20th through April 5th. This may help some people out who were remiss in making their spring break plans. Maybe now's the time to grab a flight to Phoenix and figure that out. I will tell you this, on the Brewers website, the only way that you can get tickets is by phoning the Phoenix ticket office, the American Family Fields of Phoenix ticket office, and the number is on their website. And then you can get more information because all of the games right now are listed at TBD. But for those of you who are still looking for spring break space, which is getting more and more difficult to find, that may be your opportunity to do something for spring break, maybe a little spring training in Arizona, my favorite thing in the whole wide world.
I think a lot of people agree with you. You know, we've got so many texts still coming in. A lot of them have questions about trips to Mexico, Italy, and other things. I know we're not going to have time to get them, but if they want to ask those questions, there's always somebody there who can answer them at Fox World Travel.
Absolutely. So we subscribe to a particular site that gives us information that we can share with our customers. And so if you tell us where you're traveling and when, you know, sometimes people call and they say, I'd like to plan a trip to blank. And then before we even get into the, you know, requirements, they want to move forward with it. And we say, whoa, 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 let's take a minute here. When are you traveling? And let's look at the COVID requirements to get into that country, because many countries are starting to relax their requirements, but not eliminating the need to be vaccinated or eliminate or giving you a time limit on those vaccines, some of which are 270 days. If you do the math, I think that's 8 months, right? And then they require the booster as well. So we want to know when you're planning to travel, because we can give you current information, but how in the world would we know if you're traveling in August, what those are going to look like. So this is why you use a travel professional. This is why you want to use somebody who can get you that information. And again, our phone lines are open on Saturday mornings for the time being, 9 to noon, 866-GO-FOX-GO, and then 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. And that's the conversation you need to have with a travel professional so that we can give you information before we start making that plans for that dream trip.
Thank you so much, Rose. Always great to be here with you next week. You'll be back with Dayton. And again, 1-866-GO-FOX-GO. That's the number to call when you're thinking of travel plans. I'm Libby Collins. Up next, after the news with Patrick, it's Money Talk right here on WTMJ.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.